so safe. Coming into the light, darkness, that one shadow, never bright nonsense. Said I was born of a light.
Welcome back to Showbiz Weekly. I'm Taylor Kelsaw.
And I'm co-host Michael McCallum. It's nice to be out of the cage today.
Kind of is.
Yeah. You know, especially love the here. Studio. Love the studio. Everybody at the studio.
Yeah.
But we kind of picked our lock and are running amok downtown at Tavern and Tap.
Well, Tavern and Tap has just been so wonderful and welcoming to us and allowing us to come in and do the show here. We appreciate it. And we get to have fun.
Get out of town. A big shout out to Justin Markham.
Yes.
The whole staff here is wonderful. I come down here enough that they just have a little cot for me to sleep in.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Back in the kitchen. Yeah. I don't touch anything. But well, they've been great and wonderful. And also we've done a showing of a Rebel Pictures film in the past, last year too, for the show. And then they were kind enough to let us film a scene for Reverb.
Great.
So, first sci-fi film. So, speaking of films.
Yes. Good segue. Nicely done, Michael. We have in our midst a Grand Rapids graduate from the College of Cinematic Arts. Mr. Jeffrey Haney is joining us here in Showbiz Weekly. Welcome to Showbiz Weekly.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You, I'm looking at your very densely populated bio.
Yeah, I probably went overboard on that. I actually never have had to write a bio. So
I thought it was very
I was like, I want to hit everything I can.
I just think maybe next time we'll edit the turn on and turn off.
Long walks on the beach probably is.
Led Zeppelin 3.
Yeah. But we don't need that.
As Michael said, it definitely covers a lot because we were so, I'm fascinated by this. And then I got to see a film that Michael shared with me, a short that he did. And I have to say, my eyes were just awakened by all of what was going on. And my mind was just blown away because I'm watching this thinking something else is going to happen. Because I knew something was going to happen. It's built up very nicely. And then the opposite happened.
Right.
And I'm not giving it away because I want people to go see. What's the name of that film? I can't
Shadows.
Remember. Shadows, of course.
Yes.
Shadows. Because it is about... Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to give it away. I just watched it and I'm like, wow. Amazing.
And also recent Clips Award a winner.
Absolutely.
So,
I was just about to say that.
Yeah, right. Let's talk a little about let's go in reverse. Let's talk about the Eclipse Awards, what the film was up for, what it won, and what that experience was like attending.
Yeah, so the Eclipse Awards held yearly, the sixth year in Grand Rapids. Public access channel over there, WKTV, puts it on. It's really awesome.
Norton, big
yeah,
shout.
Tom Norton is the man. Everybody there does such a great job with this sort of gala, this mini Oscars, and makes all of us insecure artists feel good. You know, we need that. And so Shadows is a short film that we shot a couple years ago and just started getting it out. It was up for Best Narrative Short, which was an intense category. There was a lot of, there's 9 films nominated, I believe. It's one of the you know, categories that receives a lot of submissions because everybody's making short films. It's what you do.
Right.
And so to be able to win that trophy was really, really unexpected, for one thing, it being the first thing that I'd kind of put out into the world on that sort of level. Definitely very grateful for that and for even just the relationships that have come from it. Me and Michael for the first time was because of the Eclipse, so...
And it wasn't from a dating site or anything. No, it was just from... No, I think the Eclipse Awards, though, it's a great opportunity. They really started out just showcasing West Michigan filmmakers and artists and TV and films, but more and more people from, you know, here in Lansing, Detroit, other areas in the state are submitting and getting work out, and it's a great opportunity to actually meet each other. Even if you're Facebook friends or whatever, pressing the flesh, pounding the pavement is always great when you can actually talk and break bread in person.
Yeah, doing those like state kind of wide networking type things where you're all there You're all there.
We're in the city.
We're in the city, and Taylor just ran out of the room for some reason.
I don't know. He's gone.
Kind of worried.
Gotta go.
But yeah, doing those statewide sort of events where you can meet people from Lansing, from Detroit, that you might not really, you might see in passing or hear about their films, but not sure. really have a relationship with them because things are get easily siloed in your own little sort of pocket that you're working in and with the people you're working in and in the town you're working in. That's where you're comfortable. That's where you know, oh, it's good to shoot at, you know, Tavern and Tap. We have a connection there. We can shoot there. You know, that type of stuff. I have places like that in Grand Rapids where I go, oh, I know I can go shoot there. So it's very easy to get sort of like in this bubble. And events like the Eclipse and other, you know, networking opportunities that kind of bring the whole state together creatively, I think are really important and good for the future.
I think it falls also on the individual, because at the Eclipse Awards, you came over and introduced yourself to me. And I think a lot of the times people stay in their little groups. They're there with a significant other sure. or people from their mm-hmm. film, and nobody, they all become little wallflowers. and I try to do the same thing, is just walk up to somebody, or I know somebody, yeah. or I know somebody's network. Work, yeah. and break that kind of social bubble.
We have to take a break here, Mike. We're going to come back. We're going to keep our conversation going with Mr. Jeffrey Haney, and we'll continue having some fun here at Tavern and Tap. Stick around, more right after this.
The kind of life that you're lost in, and I'm willing.